Local election season may be over, but Armando Bacot could still run a compelling campaign for mayor of Chapel Hill. The junior big man put together the best game of his career Saturday against Virginia, pouring in 29 points and grabbing 21 rebounds, both career highs, in a 74-58 win over the Cavaliers. It was Carolina's first in the series since 2017. Bacot is the first Tar Heel to record a 2020 stat line since Bryce Johnson did so in 2016. He's also the first Tar Heel to put up consecutive games of 20 or more points and 15 or more rebounds since Tyler Hansbrough. Bacot said it's an honor to be mentioned with the former All-American.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great being in the same conversation as Tyler Hansbrough just in general, and just to bring it to life, I mean, his shoes, just growing up as a kid, just watching college basketball, seeing them play, I mean, it's something you never would really think.
Bacot was so dominant Saturday, he may have even surprised himself.
I really didn't know what it was going to be. I told my teammates I can be the best screener or whatever, but I was just going to go out there and play hard and do my best to help us win. But, I mean, I'd be lying if I say I would expect to play this good this game, but, I mean, it was great.
Aiding Bacot in the scoring department were sophomore guard Caleb Love with 16 points and graduate forward Brady Manick with 19 points on 5 3-pointers. Against Virginia's pack line defense, Carolina limited turnovers with efficient ball movement. Love, in particular, played an impressive game by logging 38 minutes and committing just one turnover. He said against the Cavaliers, giveaways have to be avoided.
Virginia likes to play that slow pace, and so we just had to value each possession down the floor. And so, really, it was Mondo down low and Brady stretching the floor out, so they couldn't really guard any of us.
A 7-day layoff before the next scheduled game looms, as UNC won't take the court again until Saturday, January 15th against Georgia Tech in the Smith Center. The extended break will challenge the team to find the consistency which has evaded it this season. Head coach Hubert Davis said he's up to that challenge.
In the locker room after the game, I said, one of the things that you should be really encouraged by and motivated is that you guys have experienced the benefit of playing with energy, effort, and toughness. And so that should be an encouragement and also a motivation to continue to have that feeling. And so it all starts with preparation and practice, and I'm looking forward to getting back to that next week.
Still, despite his team-first attitude, even Davis couldn't hide his awe of Bacot's performance.
I didn't know he had 29 points and 21 rebounds. I know he played a really good game, but when I saw the stat sheet, I was like, oh my gosh, that's the best performance I've seen anybody against Virginia and that I can remember.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.